What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio here. Welcome back in, and everything you're talking about with the schedule, this Josh Allen thing is now kind of going crazy, but doesn't need to be. He is not going to be on the Today Show tomorrow, but that still doesn't take away from the fact the Bills could still have some sort of big reveal on the Today Show or any other network coming up tomorrow. Hey, we have your ticket to 8 amazing golf experiences with the WGR VIP golf card. For just one low price of $129, unlock a season of golfing adventures, including Diamond Hawk, Shamrock Hills, Attica's 10th hole and golf course, Bobolink, and Golf Dojo. Your WGR VIP golf card also hooks you up with a free box of premium Vero X1 golf balls from Encore Golf, and score deals at Rick Zurek Golf Warehouse on Transit in Bowmansville. A portion of the proceeds will benefit PGA Hope. Get all the details and purchase your WGR VIP golf card today at getmyperks.com. Speaking of golf, we are less than a week away from the Par for a Purpose down in Ellicottville. Double Black Diamond Golf Course. All right, now listen, May 19th, that's next Monday, you can join us. It's going to benefit the 11-day Power Play. Registration includes lunch, dinner, 2 drink tickets, greens fees, cart, and prizes. You got to go to WGR550/events.com to register now, courtesy of Ellicottville Chamber of Commerce and Labatt. I'm going to be there in a foursome with Jeremy, Joe, and Nate. And you can hang out with us, talk sports, tell us you hate us on the radio. It doesn't matter. As long as you're there and participating, we are happy and grateful for you. Let's go to Mark in Northern California. What's going on, Mark?
Good morning, Sal. So, question for you: when you talk to Mike North, does he ever brought up the idea of aligning a like say a movie or TV series debut with a certain matchup that has some link to it? Because I have a thought on something coming up in October, and maybe this is a far fetched theory, but it's worth mentioning.
Well, I've never specifically asked him anything like this, but go ahead with your theory. What is it?
Well, Marvel Zombies is debuting in early October with Haley Steinfeld, and I'm wondering if they're, and that's on Disney Plus, so I'm wondering if they're going to, you know, close to that debut, if they're going to put a Bills game on a Monday night close to that debut.
I mean, it's possible, right? I mean, what is, so Disney would be what? ESPN, right? That's Monday night. Yeah.
Exactly.
So ESPN, Disney, Monday night. Mark, I would say this. That is, I've not heard anything like that before. I've never brought it up, but I'd be lying if I sat here and told you that I thought you were nuts, because I think that all of those things can always tie together, right? This is big business we're talking about. Cross promotion we're talking about, right? We see it all the time. You're watching an NFL game on Fox or CBS and they're like, you know, this game brought to you by, and they bring out like a movie trailer or something, you know? I mean, this happens a lot. I wouldn't completely doubt it. All right. So when is that game going to be, or when is that movie coming out?
October 3rd, I believe. It's a series on Disney Plus.
Oh, it's a series on October 3rd. Okay. And yeah, maybe. Now I would say this though, the only issue I would say is if when Josh was going to go on the Today Show, which he's not right now, that wouldn't tie into this because that would be NBC, whereas this would be what you're talking about, ESPN/ABC. You know what I mean? But it still could tie in some way with them playing a Monday night game at that time of year and tying it in. So I like it. I like it, Mark.
Okay, and I'm also wondering too if I don't think this is more as likely to happen, but would the Jets be the final opponent in the stadium? Because they were the first opponent in the stadium.
Oh. I've always thought Patriots or Dolphins would fit more. And by the way, when we say final opponent, let's remember, there's probably, let's hope, knock on wood somewhere, there's more final opponents, not just the regular season one. I will say this, Mark, when I talked to Mike North in the podcast you reference, I did ask him about this. He basically indicated, in so many ways of saying it, like, yeah, they do think a little bit, it's not really top of mind, the opening opponent or the closing opponent in the final year of the stadium. It is so much more about the new stadium and when they think about who's opening that stadium. So I came away from our conversation thinking, I don't know if they're going to really think so much about it, but I do think it will be a division team or something that, you know, can kind of resonate a little bit more with the fan base.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
You got it. Good call. Good questions. I wonder, what are you looking for in the Bills? It is funny when people say, who will the final opponent be in Highmark Stadium? Well, those are two different completely answers. One is, who is the scheduled final regular season opponent, which the NFL has control over? And then there's the, who do they actually play in the playoffs, which we're all hoping they have playoff games, right? The only way they wouldn't is if they don't win the division. And, you know, that could possibly happen. But if they win the division, they're having a playoff game at home. If they get the one seed or two seed, they could have two playoff games at home, I guess even more than that, but, you know, different seed, but they could have multiple playoff games at home, like last year. So, you know, when you think about the final opponent at current Highmark Stadium, yes, I think the league at least is cognizant, based on my conversations with Mike North about that, but the way he described it was more like, well, we're not really thinking about that as much as we would definitely be thinking about who opens the new stadium. Think about that possibility. Let's just say the Bills finally do it. They get to the Super Bowl. They win the Super Bowl. We're having a parade. Now we're talking about, how about this? Opening the new Highmark Stadium on Thursday Night Football Week 1 with a Lombardi Trophy ceremony.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And banner unveiling ceremony raising. Like, that would be amazing, right? That'd be the ultimate unbelievable start to the new stadium. I know a lot of the media was out there yesterday at the new stadium. We'll have Brayton Wilson on at some point to talk NHL draft and lottery. He's really good at, like, the prospects, NHL prospects, and also about his experience at the new stadium yesterday. I know a lot of the media was out there. I haven't been out there in quite a while. I'm sure I will at some point again. But I was unable to make it yesterday. And I know that several people from, I know Breton was here from Odyssey and a bunch of other people around, you know, the media, you've seen videos and it just seems like it's coming together. I saw some seats, Josh, seats inside the new stadium. Saw those. The home opener is always, to me, the home opener has always been even more of a kind of, well, obviously this year, the closing home game, the final regular season game at Highmark Stadium means more than it ever has before, obviously. But the home opener's always meant something, always. So we'll see. 803-0550 is the number to call. You want to jump on board here, the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. What are you looking for on the Bills' schedule? What do you want? What do you not want? I was thinking back a little bit. You know, the Bills are on primetime now a lot, obviously, right? And they were not on primetime for a long time. If you go back to the 1980s, it was just Monday Night Football, right? And then Sunday Night Football came in. There was an occasional Thursday night game. Then the 1990s, the Super Bowl years, there were some great, great games at this stadium during primetime. I remember I was at the Raiders game where they came back. Go watch it. 1990. Come back against the Raiders. And the Bills have, like, they're in the fourth quarter. Steve Tasker blocks a punt. I think it's Nate Odoms returns it for a touchdown. Big comeback in the fourth quarter. They had a big comeback against the Rams one year, a little bit that year before that maybe. Frank Reich before the actual big comeback, they had that one. Then another one against they had another big game against the Broncos here inside the stadium. Giants came 1990, I believe, maybe 91. Like, there was a lot of games that Bills wore a red helmet with a standing white buffalo in that game. There's been a lot of really cool primetime games over the years that the Bills have had inside this stadium. The first one I remember, though, the first primetime game I remember, and I don't remember watching the whole game, obviously, but I remember Bills-Dolphins, and some dude climbed the wire of the net where the goalposts are. And I bet you some of you listening out there go, oh, yeah, I remember that, too. I remember that. Let's see if I can find it on YouTube. Bills-Dolphins. Monday night football net. Let's see if I can find it here. I wonder if it's on. I'd have to go back and look. It was in the 1980s. But yeah, that happened. Some dude climbed the net. That's when Bills fans started getting this weird reputation, well before they have it now, of the social media stuff and the viral stuff and Bills Mafia out in the parking lot and all that. Let's go to John in Hamburg. Hi, John. What's going on?
Hey, Sal. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks.
I just drove by the stadium. I took a picture of it, and the glass is going in.
Man, that's amazing. Love it.
Oh, no, I know, right? Amazing is right.
How's it look? Look good to you?
Oh, yeah, looks really good. I mean, I took it from where the Bills store is, but I got it's closer than where, what's the name of that restaurant? It's behind the restaurant that it looks better.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I get to wait. Yeah. I appreciate that. Thank you. If you go down Southwestern right there, I think the where it looks, and also it also looks different this time of year than it does in the fall when there's no leaves. Now there's leaves. So if you're driving down the 219, you could definitely see it coming out now. But if you drive down there when there's no leaves, it's even bigger and right in front of your face more. We'll take a timeout. What's the first? I'll ask Josh this one. I'm going to give Josh time to think about this. And when we come back, I'll ask you, what's the first Bills primetime game you ever remember watching in any capacity, even if it's just a clip? We'll do that when we come back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.